Seascheldt Council heard early ponderings of an offer to build a reservoir and well system as community amenities as part of a development in West Seascheldt. The first phase of Grand Excelsior Investments, the Trails development, proposes 167 dwelling units, a mix of single-family detached homes, townhomes and apartments, on 5 hectares next to Acorn Road. The rest of the 123.7 hectares development would be phased over 2 decades and include up to 700 more dwellings. A master plan for the entire development would come forward concurrent to the Phase 1 rezoning, staff told council at its regular meeting June 7. The project in line with the official community plan, said a staff report. The water amenities were just recently proposed to Seascheldt and staff didn't have any further information on quality or quantity, development planning manager Ian Hall told council. Council opted to send the project for referrals with the Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD, Seascheldt Nation and Vancouver Coastal Health, given the water implications, not yet granting permission to proceed, a procedural precursor to investing staff and developer time on working on the rezoning bylaws. In 2020, Seascheldt gave Grand Excelsior permission to proceed on an early stage proposal that saw the amalgamation of 4 lots and development of a mixed residential community consisting of approximately 850 families. This plan is a refinement of the one given permission to proceed 2020, Gayton Royer from consulting firm City State said at the meeting. Royer said a hydrologist study for the proposed wells and reservoir is underway and they propose to tap into 2 aquifers 262 and 263. Once all is built, they plan to donate the new infrastructure and the land it's on to the SCRD or Seascheldt. While there was general interest in the water aspect of the proposal, there was caution from Cown. Brenda Rowe. Rowe said that she was old enough to know that nothing is free in this life, in reference to Royer calling the infrastructure a gift, free of charge, but said she appreciated it. Cown. Toth said he supported the permission to proceed in 2020 and he supports it now. The SCRD knows that in the future it's going to need a reservoir in West Seascheldt, said Toth. This could easily be it. Cown. Diane McLaughlin was against the development, for concerns of water and its distance from infrastructure and transportation, calling it more sprawl. While Cown, Darren Inkster and Mayor John Henderson appeared to be in favor of the proposal, they voted against the motion to refer it to the 3 other agencies. Henderson was worried about digging into details so early in the process and stalling the project on referrals. The potential for counter questions about quality and quantities before letters of support can be obtained. This is the risk of the developer at this point, he said. Cown. Darren Inkster maintained that it is for Seascheldt Council to make the decisions. We ask those groups for advice, reference and approvals. The motion passed with Rowe, Toth, Cown, Donna Bell, and Cown. Adam Shepherd in favor. With files from Sean Eckford.